Go.
Freddy Steinmark.
His dad trains him pretty hard. He's here every day after his practice. All I know is he's exceptionally dreamy.
Dreamy, perhaps. Talented, undeniably. Freddy Steinmark was a standout University of Texas football player back in the late 60s. He helped lead the team to a national championship in 1969 in what was dubbed the Game of the Century.
My name is Preston Kirk. I retired a year ago as a PR consultant, but in my previous life, I was a journalist, investigative journalist.
From his base in Houston, Kirk covered the draft evasion trial of Cassius Clay and presidential visits, but Freddy Steinmark's story stands out to this day.
This story had so much attention from the country that we were compelled, not just by our editors, but by the public. We want to know every detail that they could get.
But more than 40 years later, even at Steinmark's alma mater, only a few students know any details of his story.
You see the picture around campus?
Sort of. I work in the football stadium, so like I've seen his name a lot.
But the details of Freddy Steinmark's story are worth remembering. The high school star, the fight to get onto a college team, the triumph of the big game, and a post-game drama that's a certain tearjerker.
For me, coming in as a freshman, you learn two things. You learn the fight song, and you learn the story of Freddy Steinmark.
Case McCoy was a Longhorn quarterback and has a small part in the film.
When you ran out of the tunnel before a game, you touched Freddy Steinmark's picture and the words around him of courage and pride.
The idea is that when My All-American hits theaters in November, the whole world will know about Freddy's courage. Angelo Pizzo is the man who's telling that story.
I didn't plan on being the sports film guy.
Pizzo wrote Hoosiers and Rudy. He also wrote this film, and for the first time, he's taken on the role of director.
I didn't have the grand plan to be a director. I just wanted the opportunity to do the movie in my mind that I transcribed to the page and see it all the way through to the end.
I'm offering you a scholarship to attend the University of Texas and play football.
Well, every other coach just thought I was too small to play.
I like the way you attack.
You will not regret giving me the chance, sir.
Give me my hand back now, son.
Sorry.
My All-American is kind of like Rudy. It's about an undersized football player with enormous heart. But Rudy wasn't a football star. Freddy was. Another big difference between the two films, just how true this true story is.
Generally, when you see stories that are supposedly based on a true story, you're lucky if they're 50% true. Yeah. You have to compress and composite characters. And Rudy, certainly I did a lot of that.
Pizzo says Rudy was about 75% true. My All-American is more like 90%. That's because backers, including third-generation UT alum and executive producer Bud Brigham, insisted on it.
This had so much depth and so much richness, you couldn't have made anything up that would have been any better.
Pizzo says one challenge of this film was just how great a guy Freddy Steinmark was. He wasn't a flawed character who overcomes his faults.
I tried and I tried. I couldn't find anybody who had anything bad to say about him. Or he didn't miss a class. He didn't miss going to mass every day. He was as perfect a human being as I've ever come across.
But this film isn't just about a perfect human being. It's about a young man who faced uncommon challenges, especially off the football field. And here's the difficulty of telling a true story. Anyone who cares to research it can find out the ending. But Pizzo encourages you not to Google it.
I just think it's a more interesting and emotional journey if you don't know what's going to happen.
Steinmark took a big hit. It looks like he might be hurt.
I see you trying to hide your limp on the field. Don't act like you're not in pain. I know you.
You're all right? Fine.
Whatever it is, you will meet the challenge.
My All-American is in theaters November 13th. I'm Laura Rice for the Texas Standard.